The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. My name is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. As you're hearing the sound of my voice now, Pastor Chris is in the Philippines, and God is having her do a mighty work there. So continue to be excited, because we're going to be hearing good things from the Philippines that God's been doing there. He really wants to raise up, and is actually doing it now, where he wants to raise up a new generation of Christian leaders among the Filipino people that don't have any contamination with man-made doctrines, that cannot be bribed or bought or coerced by titles or riches or any kind of corruption, but that really are going to prioritize obeying God and making the Philippines a more righteous and good and wonderful place. So that's something to be excited, because we're going to be hearing from Pastor Chris about the things that are happening there. But in the meantime, you know that we still have a work to do here on earth. The truth is that Jesus, yes, he took all that sin, all that death upon himself at the cross. And then he said, it is finished, right? That ransom was paid by Jesus. That is done. But we, the church, still have a work to do, right? Just because Jesus finished his work and gave us salvation doesn't mean that we get to sit around and do nothing. No. In fact, before Jesus went into heaven, what did he say? He said, go into the earth, go all around the earth and make disciples of all nations, teaching them everything that I have taught you. Okay? We still have a job to do here on earth. And part of that job to do is training up people that can engage in spiritual warfare and obey the Lord. And we need to destroy the works of the devil. Because understand this, in Genesis, God gave dominion over the earth to mankind. Now, Satan was in the earth, but Satan was not given dominion over the earth. He wasn't given authority over it. That was given to mankind. But something really interesting is said by Satan when Jesus is brought into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. And one of those temptations that Jesus overcomes is that Satan brings Jesus up to this high, high peak. And he shows Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and all their splendor and all their glory. And then Satan says to Jesus, all of these things I will give to you if you fall down and worship me. Now, obviously, Jesus did not give in to this, right? He resisted the devil and the devil left him. But a couple interesting things come out of this passage, which one, who is Satan talking to here? He's talking to Jesus, the Son of God. And Jesus, after he overcomes the grave, is going to be seated at the right hand of the Father, which means that all the kingdoms belonging to Jesus, right? Every nation, every knee bowing, every tongue confessing, that's in Jesus's future, because he's the Son of God. But Satan was offering him like a shortcut of sorts, which is like, look, if you just bow down to me, if you just compromise yourself, if you just turn away from the things of God, compromise yourself, sin against the Lord, I'll give it to you. I'll give you this shortcut, this thing that you've been desiring. Just compromise yourself a little bit. Nobody will know, right? Jesus was alone in the wilderness. Nobody will know. I'll give it to you. And this is something all of us as Christians have to overcome. Maybe you have a desire, this thing that you've been longing for, and Satan tries to dangle it in front of you and say, if you just bow down to me, if you just do things my way, in my system, I'll give it to you. I'll give you that shortcut, right? And I'm not saying that this applies to every desire of your heart, but the Lord has spoken his word over you. You have a great and mighty calling. But the manifestation of that calling has to come through obedience to God. It can't be contaminated by any of the world system. So every knee bowing, every kingdom being under Jesus is part of his future in this scenario. God's going to give it to him. But Satan wanted to give him a shortcut, right? Maybe a counterfeit of sorts. And this is something he does. All of us, in your calling, you will have to resist the devil where he will try to sneak in and try to throw a bit of contamination in there, get you to compromise, turn away from the Lord. Resist the devil. But the other interesting thing here is that Satan was never given dominion over the earth. In Genesis chapter 1, right, we're going all the way back to the beginning. It says in verse 26, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and every living creature that moves on the ground. I also give you every seed-bearing plant," right? So here he is, he's giving his new creation, humanity, authority over the earth, dominion over the earth. So how can Satan say, "All these kingdoms, they're mine, I'm going to give them to you, Jesus"? Because Satan, what happened is that when Adam sinned against the Lord, he allowed Satan to get authority in the world. Adam gave up his authority. And what happened? Satan creeped into every aspect of the world, every part of society, and mankind allowed him to do it. It says in Genesis chapter 6 that the Lord was grieved when he looked at the earth because it was full of wickedness. And every imagination of man, every thought, every action was bent towards evil. So humanity allowed Satan to get into and twist and corrupt every part of the world. Because when God created the earth, what did he say? He said, "Oh, it's good," right? He makes light and he saw it was good. He makes the sky and the sea and he saw that it was good. He made the animals and the trees and the vegetation and the sun and the moon and the stars. Wow, this is so good and beautiful and wonderful. And then he made man and he said, "Wow, this is very good." And Satan, what he does is he takes these good things that the Lord created and he can't make anything for himself. Satan cannot create a new thing. He takes these things that the Lord created and he twists them and perverts them and corrupts them. And that's what it's like for any of us when we allow Satan to whisper in our ear and take a hold of us. You cause yourself to become deformed and twisted out of God's perfect will. But Jesus, when he went on that cross, he went to the grave and he rose again. This is what he said. He said, "All authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me." So that authority that was given to Adam in Genesis, and when they sinned against the Lord, Satan was able to creep in, steal, and do what he wanted to do, right? As Jesus said, the thief comes to rob, to steal, to kill, to destroy, right? There's no life in that. It's only destruction. But Jesus, when he came and rose again from the grave, he took back that authority. And he said, "It's been given to me. I now have all of the authority." So the second Adam corrected the mistake that the first Adam created. So in Matthew chapter 28, this is what it says. It says, Jesus said to them in verse 18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So here he's saying, I've got the authority. I took it back from hell. And now you're going to go and spread the gospel to all nations, right? So the work is not actually finished. For the church, we have a job to do here on earth, which is that every corner of the earth where Satan is still operating, we have to go there and drive out the darkness and be the light. That is our calling. And what does this mean in practice? Now, a nation is not just, you know, a political entity like a country that we think of. A nation is a single people united by culture or values or creed, okay? So a nation, for example, could be like a company. A nation could be an industry. And let me tell you, many of those nations are places where Satan has had free reign, right? It's so evident in places like our education and healthcare, in media and entertainment, in music, in politics, where, you know what, the church has let Satan roam freely. Where the church has let Satan roam freely and do his thing, whatever he wants to do. And we, the church, it's time for us to say no more. We are going to go into the education, into the political arena, into the media, into the news, into technology and science, into the healthcare industry. We're not going to surrender that ground to Satan anymore. Instead, we, the church, are supposed to go there, be the light that drives back the darkness. And this requires a mindset shift on our part, because sometimes we compartmentalize these things where we just assume that the status quo, it's just going to always be this way. Really simple example. Sometimes the way we talk, we just talk as if Hollywood and the movie industry is always going to be full of violence and sexuality and demonic activity and all kinds of wickedness. We just assume that that's the norm. That's just the way it is. And oh, we just need to watch and be careful what we watch and keep our children away from this stuff. Why should we accept that as the norm? Why are we allowing the devil to have his way? Instead, we should go to that land that God intends for his church to rule and reign in, and we should be the ones running the artsy entertainment industry. Why are we placating and having to work around trends and precedences set by the world system? And this is true in every arena in education. Oh, well, you know, it's just, this is just going to be, you know, those professors, they're just so wicked. Why should that be the norm? Right? It's this kind of mindset that we have to shift in ourselves, where we look out at the world and we can recognize wickedness. We can recognize that there's corruption in industries. But we shouldn't accept that it will stay that way, or it even should be that way. Jesus said, go into all the world, making disciples of all nations. We should be training up a new generation of people, of filmmakers, musicians, educators, scientists, on how to engage in those industries God's way. Free of corruption, and greed, and perversion, and malice. Because Satan has been operating in those industries for far too long. Just like in the Promised Land, there was many nations that were wicked. They didn't believe in God. They had human sacrifices, witchcraft, idolatry, all kinds of perverse and wicked things. But God designated that land for the Israelites. You see, the time has come now for the church to walk into a position of authority and influence. All of those places where Satan has had his influence, now the church will be an authority in those areas. And you have maybe begun to feel the tug of the Holy Spirit telling you to go to a land that he's going to show you. For some of you, it will be the business sector, or maybe the education sector or science. And maybe you've had this tug on your heart where you see how horrible and wrong things are right now and how they need to be better. Our job as the church is to be the light. It could be very well that God is calling you to be the light in that arena. And I say to you now, when you hear the calling of the Lord, when God tugs on your heart, go, chase after God. Do whatever you have to do to pursue the Lord, just like Abraham had to leave everything behind to go to a land that he didn't even know of, but it was a land that God had designated for him and his descendants, it could be very well that God is sending you there so that the wickedness and darkness that exists in that industry or in that nation, you can be the light that drives back the darkness. You see, in my own life, the Lord has spoken over me that he has called me to operate in the arts and the entertainment industry, and he's been leading me towards that industry. If you look at Hollywood right now, yes, there is an abundance of wickedness and godlessness, where many of the people that rule in that arena even openly mock God. So this is an industry where the influence of godless people and the influence of the demonic forces of Satan are abundant. But we're not going to just settle that, oh yeah, well, you know, our movies, they're just going to be full of sex and violence and wickedness, and we just got to tell our kids now, you know, not to watch these things. Why should we accept that as the status quo? No. I say to you now that concerning the arts and entertainment industry, God is calling Christians to be the standard concerning media, arts, music, video games, and even news. You know, imagine a world where our news media is not so inundated with lies and misinformation and propaganda. Imagine a world where the people reporting the news are honest and are interested in the truth. We don't have to accept things as they are right now. Some of you, God could be calling to that industry to be a catalyst for transformation. And you know that God planted this very spark inside of us because we're made in the image of God, right? And in the beginning of creation, the scripture says that the earth was formless and void and there was darkness, okay? God didn't look at that and accept it as it was and say, oh, wow, yeah, it's sure dark out here. Oh, wow, that earth, yeah, it's pretty formless and void. Yeah, it's pretty bad. No, he looked at what was there and he spoke something good and new into being. Let there be light, right? And he didn't stop there. He's like, you know, there should be some trees. There should be all kinds of flowers and animals and plants and sky, and there should be a moon and the sun and stars, all of these things. God didn't see it as it was and complain about how bad and horrible it was. No, he spoke into being good things. So what we as Christians have to do is we have to actually ask God to give us spiritual eyes to begin to see the world the way that he sees it and the way it should be. And we can apply this to every aspect of our society where we ask God, God, show me what your vision for this arena is. What is your will in the education industry? What is your will in science, technology, finance, entertainment, music, politics? What is your will in the arena that you have sent me? Don't look at things as they are and just assume, you know, those things are going to be bad and it's always been bad because those people are corrupt and horrible. Why are we surrendering that land over to Satan? I don't want to surrender that land to Satan. No, we the church are going to take it over in the name of Jesus. And this is why, for example, I've even had to change some of my language when I talk about some of the things going on in America. For example, we're here in Texas. And we Texans like to badmouth certain states, for example, California or New York. And oh, they're so liberal, they're so wicked, and it's so horrible because let's face it, they're politicians, they're making some pretty bad decisions right now. Okay, we can be honest about that. But there is this kind of mindset where it's like, you know, maybe we need to build a wall around California and just let them do their own thing, right? But I don't actually like that attitude. I don't like this attitude that we're just going to surrender portions of America over to the devil, where we're just going to let the wicked run free and let it get so horrible and so bad. No, I want the move of God to sweep over California just like I want it to sweep over Texas. And to be fair, that might go against my Texan sensibilities, but That's the truth. I really want the blood of Jesus to cover this nation from sea to shining sea. And California has so much good going for it. And New York as well. In California, they have such beautiful weather. They've got all of these resources. There's a creative spirit there. Why should we surrender that state over to Satan? Right? So we have to kind of change our language about this, where rather than just saying it's so horrible there and just assuming that it's always going to be horrible, it's always going to be liberal, it's always going to be corrupt, instead, we can start to speak into being God's will on earth. And God will raise up people in California, in New York, in Washington, D.C., in all of these places, that will be the light. In this season, we will not surrender any more ground to Satan. And every ground that Satan has taken, because we, the church, have abandoned it, we're taking it back. And we're never going to surrender to him ever again. You know, for example, like the church, in the past, we've badmouthed a lot. Video games, movies, all kinds of things. And because we badmouthed them and surrendered it to the world, they've been used as a tool for wickedness. And I say, not anymore. You know, God has a good purpose that he intends for things like video games and movies and television and even social media. God has a holy and divine purpose for these things. If we, the church, will rather than surrendering it to the world, decide, no, we will be the ones that will be the pioneers concerning these arenas. And you need to apply this to whatever the Lord has entrusted to you. I mean, imagine a world where the majority of the media that is produced, movies, television, music, video games, is produced, written, and developed by God-fearing, Holy Spirit-inspired Christians. Imagine a world where the vast majority of our education curriculum and textbooks and programs is managed and overseen by Christians. With the advent of this AI technology, you know, we can choose to be afraid of it, or we can decide that AI is going to be a force for good. And there's so many of these areas, technology, media, education, politics, where if we, the church, decide instead of shying away from the world to take dominion, we will be able to impact the world in a way that has never happened in our history. But this is why I've been talking so much about how preaching isn't the ultimate. God is now raising up men and women who will be prophets like that of Abraham, or like that of Daniel, or Moses. Okay, they weren't preachers, but they were influential around the world. Daniel was a political figure. He was a governor of many regions that the king entrusted him, and he was a prophet, right? So when I'm talking about prophets like that of Abraham, many of these people will be business people, and they're going to be sharp, decisive, smart, but they will also hear from God and carry out his will. These are the kinds of people we need in this day. And yes, preaching still has a role to play, but it's not the ultimate. It's not the highest. In your life, your highest calling is what the Lord has called you to do, and you will carry it out in reverence to the Lord, seeking to honor and obey him. Which means that for some of you, it will be in the business sector. Obey God, and you will be used mightily by him, and we will be the light that the world needs in this day. But I am running out of time, so I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and continue to thank the Lord for the work he is doing in the Philippines. And if you want to support that mission, I encourage you to go to our website, sogmi.org, and hit the donate button, where you can donate towards the Philippine mission or even this own radio ministry. But as I said, I'm out of time. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Joshua Sasso, and you've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.